This is Radio Boston. I'm Anthony Brooks.
Eyes like a morning star, cheeks like a rose.
Scott Alaric is a journalist and author who covered the folk music scene for the Boston Globe for more than 20 years. Last year, he published Revival, a novel set in Cambridge about a folk musician struggling to piece together a living. It's not often that a book gets a first birthday bash, but Revival was so well received that this coming Wednesday, Club Passim in Cambridge is throwing a party for the book. It will feature a number of local folk players, including Scott Alaric, who came in recently to talk about his book and to sing.
All along, along, along the Colorado Trail.
Very nice. That's Scott Alaric singing a verse from Colorado Trail, an old cowboy song. And Scott Alaric, welcome to Radio Boston. Great to have you.
Oh, thanks. It's a pleasure to be on.
It's a beautiful book. The hero is Nathan Warren. He's a folk singer who sees himself as a bit of a failure. Mm-hmm. He got a major record deal. He was seen as the next big thing. But then his career takes a dive.
Yeah.
What happens to him?
Well, the album never comes out because of a staff shakeup at the label. And the guy who discovered him is no longer there. And there's nobody left who can take credit for this new discovery if he becomes successful. So the potential of the album actually becomes a reason to not release it. And this is a sadly repeated story. He's internalized all this and accepted this, and he spent years in a sort of a chronic depression that he's just starting to climb out of. And he meets a young, very ambitious, very, very nervous and stage-frightened songwriter named Kit Palmer.
Kit Palmer. She's young, she's gifted, but she's got an issue of her own.
She says at one point that she was considering a career in theater, but she thought that the fact that she couldn't stand on stage for more than 3 minutes without making people want to call the paramedics could be a drawback to an acting career.
You create a world that is so vividly rendered. I feel like I've met some of these people. Mm-hmm. I know I've certainly been in a lot of bars like Dooley's. I mean, I can smell the mahogany of the bar. It's just beautifully done. Mm-hmm. But you know these people, right? I mean, these are obviously people, they must be very familiar to you.
They are, and they are to other people who are in the folk world. But I'm really happy to say that people outside the folk world also find them very knowable. Mm-hmm. They may not know what it's like to be a failed songwriter who, like Nathan Warren, has turned into an open mic host. But they know what it's like to deal with the dreams of your youth turning into something very different. Mm. And a lot of people know what it's like to feel like you have a lot of potential, but you keep getting in your own way because you don't quite know how to put one foot in front of another and build your career the way it needs to be. Mm.
Scott, when you decided to write Revival, you picked a subject, obviously, that was very near and dear to your heart, the folk music scene, Cambridge, Boston. But why a novel?
My first book, Deep Community, Adventures in the Modern Folk Underground, is an anthology of stories that I wrote for the Boston Globe and other places. And putting that book together, I realized that there were things that I had never really been able to say about the wonder of folk music, what it is that draws people to it in a way that makes them want to spend their whole lives there, and the really internal process of writing a song, which can be really maddening because I think it's very dependent on the whims of inspiration. But also that just what it's like, whether you're a performer or a volunteer, to love this kind of music that is so much about real people's real lives, whether you're talking about an old cowboy song like Colorado Trail or the new songwriters today, I think, have very much picked up that mission statement from the old songs that their job, Ellis Paul described it great to me once. He said, our job is not to be larger than life. Our job is to be life.
Nice. Well, let me ask you about your passion for this music and from where it came. But to get us in the mood, let's listen to a bit of Lead Belly. Here's Lead Belly singing, Where Did You Sleep Last Night?
Black girl, don't lie to me. Tell me, where did you sleep last night?
I had a real epiphany, and I can still look back at it and see that it was one of the moments when folk music really took over my life. And I suddenly realized that this guy was a genius the same way Beethoven was a genius, that his understanding of the space between the notes, which is where music really lives, and his sense of melody was like Beethoven's. And what a different world I lived in than I thought I had a moment before, if somebody like that, who lived a life like that, could be a genius the same way Beethoven was.
Wow. You covered the folk music scene in Boston for the Globe for more than 20 years.
Mm-hmm.
Tell me about where Boston sits in this folk universe.
Well, Boston is and always has been a folk town. I mean, in the 60s, there was Club 47 in Harvard Square, which morphed into Club Passim. Between it becoming Club 47 and it becoming Passim and then Club Passim, it was McCarthy for President headquarters. Club right. 47 is where Joan Baez was discovered and Tom Rush, the Quescon Jug Band, and where Bob Dylan was always trying to get a gig. It was arguably the most important club in the 60s revival. And ever since then, folk music has had a constant, very vibrant presence here as a subcultural community music. But dotting in the suburbs are these community coffee houses, 40 or so community coffee houses that operate weekly or monthly. Nothing like that happens anywhere else in the country.
I want to play something from the current folk scene. We heard Lead Belly, so let's move forward. How about Meg Hutchinson? This is her singing Seeing Stars.
Bugs out on the water make it look like rain. Leaves on every tree once again turning. Summer's past, but it's never far. If you look real close, you might see scars with me. Yeah, me, I'm only seeing stars.
Such a pretty voice.
Mm-hmm.
That's Meg Hutchinson singing Seeing Stars. And it leads me to this question. Your character in Revival, Nathan Warren, your protagonist, he's worked in the folk music scene very much under the radar, and yet he's a survivor.
Yes.
As is folk music.
Mm-hmm.
What keeps this music going year after year, generation after generation?
I think that mission to be about people's real lives, and that never goes out of fashion. People might listen to Lead Belly and Meg there and see completely different things. But what they're both doing is singing about our lives as we experience them.
Mm.
And that's where the folk and folk music comes from, that it's real people's music. And that never goes out of fashion, but it also is never something that a corporate music industry becomes enchanted with. You know, it's not that there isn't a lot of great music there, but people who want songs that are about them, songs that they can see their lives reflected in. And I worked very hard on that in Revival. I wanted this to be a book that, like I was saying before, that, you know, people may not be songwriters, but they understand the human things that these two very different people are going through the book, because that's what folk music is all about.
Well, Scott Alaric, what a pleasure talking to you. I wondered if we could end this interview with you giving us a bit of a reading from Revival and then maybe playing us out on something.
I'd be happy to. Colorado Trail is actually featured in the book. Fairly early in the book, he hears a young guy singing it at the folk jam. Bobbing his head lightly to the beat, Nathan closed his eyes and wondered what it was about sad songs that appeal to us so much. Do we like being sad? Even the up-tempo songs at the jam were usually about train wrecks, dead mothers, ghastly murders, and ghostly lovers walking these hills in long black veils. Perhaps our unhappy feelings are more in need of examining than our happy ones. Who needs to solve happiness? We need to understand the dark sides of life. That's where the dangers are. Why else would cowboys have sung all those sad love songs? It was the one time they could display their inner selves, explore their feelings, and share them with friends. And those deeper feelings need attention, even on a cattle drive. And doesn't the simple act of sharing that in a song make us a little less lonely? Ride through the lonely night, ride through the day. Keep that herd moving on its way. Weep all ye falling rains, wail winds wail, all along, along, along the Colorado Trail.
Scott Alaric is the author of Revival, a folk music novel. This Wednesday, a number of folk players will be celebrating the book's first birthday at Club Passim in Cambridge. There's more information at radioboston.org.
All along, along, along the Colorado Trail.
Radio Boston is a production of WBUR with regular contributions from The Angle at boston.com. I'm Anthony Brooks. Join us again tomorrow for more Radio Boston.